Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 3rd of September, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and it is Friday. However, with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I am not Andrew.
We've secretly replaced Andrew with Folger's crystals. Let's see if he notices. ask your grandparents, kids. So Brian is not here for Security Friday or Secure Your Stuff Friday. Hi, Nate. So what we are going to do is talk a little bit about changes coming to the App Store.
Yeah. Is that my cue to like talk about it?
Yeah.
All right, great.
You took that cue and ran with it so smoothly, the way I set that up.
It's like butter. All right, so Jeff Butts wrote this up for us. Essentially, Apple and Japan's Fair Trade Commission came to a settlement. That is what actually happened. Now, that what that settlement is that Apple is going to allow so-called reader apps, and we'll explain what that is in a second, to directly tell people within the app about payment mechanisms other than Apple's App Store payment mechanism. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, by the way, Reuters reported it as, let me read this. I just saw this as I was prepping for the show. I realized that longtime listeners will doubt that those words actually have meaning, but what did they call it? They called it a small concession.
A small concession.
Yeah, a small concession that would allow app developers to bypass the controversial, and I don't really know that it's controversial, 30% App Store fee that the iPhone maker charges. It's not a small concession. It is a huge concession on Apple's part and essentially upends more than a decade of both philosophy and actual practice and not to mention, you know, statements and rhetoric that Apple has made over all that time. So it's a very big deal. And it reader apps, by the way, include the apps that are basically playing content, like Netflix would qualify, Spotify would qualify. I would assume Kindle would qualify, or, you know, any other potential third party books systems, although there aren't really.
So
I know Ichabod's very upset by this, by the way.
What makes it a reader app? Like, I can't create anything in the app?
Yeah, it's apps that are designed to you know, stream or provide content that, you know, exists elsewhere, I think is how they're defining it. But that's a lot of apps. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of services, including a bunch of noisemakers. Like, Netflix has never really been public about their frustrations with having to pay Apple. Mm-hmm. But they did stop allowing you to do that, right? And Spotify has been super noisy and whiny, complaining about Apple. And Spotify, of course, says, well, this still isn't enough. And basically,
of course,
you know, Apple needs to be, it's like broken. Yeah.
So it looks like the definition, according to from Jeff's piece, quoting the announcement, reader apps provide previously purchased content or content subscriptions for digital magazines, newspapers, books, audio, music, and video. So that would include Spotify, who's mad. It would be newspaper applications, so your New York Times, your Washington Post, your local publication, any of the magazine stuff. So anybody who's offering things directly, I would imagine, as opposed to within the news app. I'm curious how that's going to go.
Newspapers and magazines could certainly take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm. Audible is another one I think of, and then all of your streaming stuff. So, Kindle. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Or owned by Amazon and is essentially essentially an arm of Kindle at this point. That's more accurate to say.
Yeah. I'm going to be curious to see how this ends up evolving, because it seems like pretty big news. This is a fundamentally different way to do business in the App Store than we have ever seen in the App Store before.
Yeah, and toolboxes like Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney said on Twitter, and I'm quoting, "Apple should open up iOS on the basis of hardware, stores, payments, and services, each competing individually on their merits. Instead, they're running a literally day-by-day calculation
The follow-up to that, let me check my notes. The follow-up to that was wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, I mean, it's there is an aspect of this that is intensely frustrating. Like, these folks would not have a business model were it not for Apple and its App Store policies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the App Store itself grew in part on the strength of people being able to trust in-app purchases. Mm-hmm. And lots of companies, including companies like Epic Games with Fortnite, benefited from that. Spotify benefited from that.
Yeah.
Lots of companies have benefited from that, and they're all whining and not wanting to pay Apple for it. And that is the most frustrating aspect of it. The flip side is I have long argued that if Apple is competing against the company, it has an unfair advantage. And that the rules, in my opinion, should change when Apple is competing against these companies. And that essentially is what is happening here, because in the reader app category, Apple is essentially a competitor almost everywhere, if not everywhere.
Yeah.
And the rules are essentially now changing on that. Now, the question is whether or not this is going to have a deleterious effect on people's confidence in making purchases, and what's going to happen when the first non-App Store purchases run into a problem. Not the first purchases, but the first purchases that have problems, or there's some kind of scandal, you know, some kind of security issue, a security breach, or where someone's able to steal money. And that's probably only a matter of time, I'm guessing.
The next time we talk about it on a Friday on Daily Observations is what you're saying.
Yeah, probably. And these changes won't go into effect until 2022, and which somehow shockingly is less than 4 months away. I mean, like, I'm not really sure how that happened. But how did Apple put it? That Apple was basically trying to basically make sure that things could be still done in a safe and secure manner. Mm-hmm. So, Apple's going to have a lot less control over that, which means that we as consumers are going to have to be making a lot more informed opinions. And here's the thing. We as consumers don't do that very well.
Right.
Again, there's a reason why the App Store has been so key to the explosion of the mobile app industry as a concept and as, you know, an executable thing. And that's going to go away with these apps. And this decision does not affect games. I mentioned that. But that could be coming. Japan itself said that they may still investigate games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there's evolution coming, obviously, and this comes after an agreement. So this wasn't Japan said you need to do this and Apple said okay. So maybe part of that is the evolution of this stance. Maybe there's a phased rollout that we just haven't heard about yet. Like, there's a lot of ways that this could go. I don't want to say we've seen this coming, because we haven't seen this coming, but we've seen a lot of pressure and we've seen a lot of discussion about the way the App Store operates, what the App Store should be doing, what the App Store shouldn't be doing, and of course, from certain corners of the internet, as you mentioned earlier, the amount of sore behinds this is causing for a bunch of people who have done nothing but sit in the corner and bellyache about it. So
yeah, like, here's what Spotify said. Limited Let me find this here. A limited anti-steering fix does not solve all of our issues. It's like, I think Spotify is like pissed because they suddenly don't really have anything to complain about, but they still want Apple, you know, like smack for antitrust violations. I, you know, like Spotify is another company that I have zero empathy for, along with Epic Games. Mm-hmm. It's FYI for those keeping score at home.
Yeah, if anyone was interested, yeah, let's talk to you about it. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more, but before we do, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is SimpliSafe. Their founders, Chad and Eleanor Lawrence, designed their first security system in their kitchen after their friends had their home broken into. They just wanted to create a system that was simple to set up and to use. And they've now been doing that for more than 15 years. So if you've ever tried to get or set up a security system, I've done this, and I'm here to tell you that generally that experience is not great. It gets expensive and it can get complicated super, super fast. So SimpliSafe has tried to fix all that. It's very easy to lay out on the website. So if you go there, click around, it takes a couple of minutes. You can get some cameras and some sensors for whatever parts of your house you want to protect. And it's very, very easy to do. And it's very clear what you're getting and how it's going to work. So I appreciate all of that. Also, they have trained experts that are ready to take your call, whether you're trying to set up your system or you're having an actual emergency. My listeners can save 20% on a SimpliSafe system and get the first month free when you sign up for interactive monitoring service by going to simplisafe.com/TDO. That's SimpliSafe.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank SimpliSafe for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other piece of this that I think is sort of interesting here is kind of how this came about, because we kind of got this this announcement that this was changing. And you may remember better than I do, Brian, but I don't remember hearing like that the Japan Fair Trade Commission was actually investigating Apple for this.
It started in 2016. It's been going for a long time.
That might be why I don't remember, because 2016 was 10 years ago. Because it was 4 years, like it was 5 years ago, and then 2020, so 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah, a long time ago, and there's a couple things that have happened since. But I'm thinking that Apple. Here's what I'm thinking. Ready for this? I'm like, you're literally like
I'm
you're
hearing down.
The gears actually grinding.
Okay.
I'm thinking that Apple saw this investigation, first of all, as furthest along. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they saw the regulatory ban hammer starting to be swung like around the world, including mm-hmm. like, you know, with lawmakers in the U.S. and regulators in the U.S. And of course, you know, the EU is all up in everybody's business. Mm-hmm. And that they knew that change was coming. And so they decided to see if this agreement would get Japan off of its back. Mm-hmm. And they also maybe simply like looked at everything that was going on and kind of came up to the same conclusion that I had reached, which is that Apple is this ginormous company and that different rules apply to the company than did when the iPhone first came out.
Sure.
Rightly or wrongly, but that was the reality. And so Apple decided to see if Japan would agree to this, and if Japan was going to agree to this, that they would roll out the changes worldwide. Again, with Japan's agreement as the template. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm thinking happened with us.
Okay. The part I think is interesting is that it's going to happen everywhere, and that it's not just
that's what I mean.
Japan said this and we're going to do it for everybody.
That's what I mean, is that like, yeah. Apple used the Japan situation as a global template for what it was going to do everywhere else. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. They've announced that they're going to do this all around the world. They're going to have consistent policies mm-hmm. in all of their markets. And that Apple chose this as the venue to reach this agreement, possibly even thinking that this was going to be the one where they could maintain the most control.
Yeah.
Because I think this, according to Reuters, Apple still gets to choose this, what qualifies as a rear app, for instance, which is certainly a huge source of power, right?
That's going to get interesting in a hurry. I feel like we're going to hear more about that in the very near future. And again, a fundamental change, and it's happening everywhere is the part that struck me. And it's not just, oh, well, Japan did this, so we're going to only make this happen in Japan. So maybe that was part of the agreement, was like, no, you got to do this for everybody.
I don't think that would be part of the agreement, because Japan can't reach outside of its borders. I think this is Apple leveraging it to try to get.
Yeah. If we
the
do
best
it
situation, it could elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. So, for the most part, this isn't going to make a, well, this isn't making a fundamental difference now. It's not going to make a difference when the new version of the operating system comes out in a month or two. We're not going to see anything about this until next year at some point. I don't know if
necessarily January 1st.
Early 2022, which means the end of May, I think, because that's still the first half. Because, I mean, that's a very Apple move, right? They say fall, so it's going to be the very last day of fall, that kind of thing. Sure. You know, if they say October, it's automatically Halloween, whatever. So I think it's going to be a while before we see this. Once we see, you know, we're going to start hearing about maybe there's different approval processes that go into place for these things. So it's going to, and then of course the people who make reader apps who get rejected from the App Store or something else happens, you know, there's some sort of App Store situation that ends up coming out as a result of this that we end up hearing about. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes, number one. And number two, I think this may be the first change that comes to the apps. This may just be first in a series, depending on what happens in other investigations. We know there's other ones happening. And
lawsuits.
And court, yeah. Like, there's straight up lawsuits that haven't been resolved yet either that we need to talk about, that we will need to.
I have one more prediction.
Do for this. Yes, I'm ready.
We as consumers, again, have benefited from the stability, security, and Apple's vetting and curation in terms of who can use its in-app purchase system.
Correct.
Right. We have benefited from that as consumers. That is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And in-app purchases are about to become a much more of a wild west again. You're going to end up giving your credit cards to individual apps. And this is not going to be a good change for benefits on the whole, in my opinion.
Okay.
That's my prediction. It's a sad one, but I suspect it'll be borne out.
Mostly I think the part of this that I thought was interesting was that this is not your own store. This is just, you can go directly to Netflix and pay for Netflix. You can go directly to Amazon and pay for Prime Video, that sort of thing. And that's part of what I think is going to end up being interesting about this, because, that's the data breach you have to worry about. It's Friday, so we have to talk for a second about security. So that's the part that I wonder about, because we don't really hear a whole lot about those.
It has also things
tended
like
to be other places. Controls. So yeah,
there's things like parental controls that Apple has been able to offer because it controlled the payment systems.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, and I'm guessing if I were Apple, I would basically say, LOL, you want to use your own payment system. You don't get to be a part of our, you know, parental controls. But right. That's, again, that's going to make things not as good for consumers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's the part to worry about.
This is going to end up being a bit of a mess, I think.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out. And as we do, we will tell you more about it here on Daily Observations. A bit of housekeeping. There is no show on Monday. We will be back on Tuesday. I'll talk to all of you then. Thanks so much to Brian for being with me. I'm your host, Kelly Gama. I will talk to all of you on Tuesday, as I said. Have a great weekend. And in the meantime, be excellent to each other. And let's be careful out there.